I'm so glad you tuned back in today. We're speaking on the subject of the things of the last days, things that would take place in the latter days. I'm not mentioning everything, but I am talking about something that would affect you very much. It will affect your life as a Christian. It will affect your service as a Christian. It will affect your effectiveness as a Christian. I often pray that I would receive that holy unction from above, not only to make teaching easier and more pointed. I pray that God would give me the unction to make my teaching effective. Effective. I like that word. I remember reading somewhere in the Word where it was written, the effectual and fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. That word effectual means effective. God wants us to be effective. And as I was thinking on this subject, I was drawn to a verse of Scripture in 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter. I'll read it to you. I'll start in verse 15. Peter is talking about salvation, and he says, the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given unto him, have written unto you, as also in all of his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable wrestle, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. Paul wrote some difficult things to understand, according to Peter, according to a lot of my friends also. Paul was writing under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. He was writing about spiritual things, things of God, things that God wanted us to know. And the natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Jesus said, I'll pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you. Jesus said, the world cannot receive this. Paul said, the natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God, because to the natural man, it's just downright foolishness. He can't even know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Only the Holy Spirit can reveal the things of God. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. You may ask me, brother, do you believe the Holy Spirit actually communicates with your spirit? Indeed, I do. I know that we're living in the day of pseudo-spiritualism. You know, people who talk the way I talk, people who teach the way I teach, they claim to be filled with the Holy Spirit, but it's not the Holy Spirit that I profess to be filled with. I profess to be filled with that divine comforter, that Holy Spirit that fell on the day of Pentecost. The same thing happened to me that happened to those believers in the upper room. The same thing happened to me that happened to Cornelius while Peter was preaching. The same thing happened to me that happened to the disciples in Ephesus. The Bible says these were filled with the Holy Ghost and spake in tongues. Seeing that same thing happened to me, who is it then that can withstand God? But in my commentary, I read the writings of men who say they were filled with the Holy Ghost. They don't claim that it was that which was spoken of by the prophet Joel, because we know that which was spoken of by the prophet Joel was quite an experience. It was a revolution. In fact, it was an evolution. I know scientists is wondering when will the next evolution take place in the human being. You know, they think that we evolved from animals such as apes or monkeys or baboons. Well, I'd like to tell them that it has already happened. At Calvary, old things passed away, and behold, all things became new. The carnal man has evolved into a spiritual man. Oh yeah, we're still living in the flesh. We still have our feet on the ground. But let me tell you, we have become citizens of another world. And I can never feel at home in this world anymore. I'm looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. These pseudo-spiritualists, those who talk the same language I talk, who say that they have been filled with the Holy Spirit. But what I have read in their books is that the Holy Spirit they have, or that they say they have, is a stripped-down model of that which was spoken of by the prophet Joel. The Holy Spirit they have is a low-key model of Joel's prophecy. The Holy Spirit they have has been stripped of its miracles, its gifts, its healings, its speaking in tongues for sure. That's one of the first things they strip down. In fact, when it gets down to it, there's not a whole lot left to compare even with that which was spoken of by the prophet Joel. I'm going to end the lesson right here. Before I step away from the microphone, I'd like to remind you that the early Christians, those disciples that Jesus called to follow him, was shaken and dismayed at his crucifixion. But Jesus sent the baptism of the Holy Spirit according to the promise. His coming established and empowered the early saints. If the Church of the Living God is to withstand the shock of this day and continue its growth, the Church must be baptized with the Spirit and empowered by the Holy Ghost. It is important that Christians study about the Holy Spirit. Yet more so, not only study about the Holy Spirit, but all Christians need to experience personally the fellowship of the Spirit.